Franklin Graham blasts Church of England, it is attempting to nullify Christ's atoning work by condoning sin. By Hannah Blow on February 9, 2023. Reverend Franklin Graham on Thursday blasted the woke Church of England after its National Assembly voted in favor of allowing priests to bless same-sex marriages. The Church's General Synod comprised members from every diocese of the Church of England, as well as bishops and clergy, voted in favor of blessing same-sex marriage this week. Graham blasted the Church's decision in a fiery social media post, explaining that sin is disobedience to God's word and offering a brief recap of what God did, sending His only Son to die for the sins of humanity, thereby reconciling us back to Himself and securing eternal life for those who trust and serve Him. Graham exclaimed, noting that anyone who repents of their sins and turns to Jesus will be saved. The Bible also calls it lawlessness. When the first man and woman disobey God, sin came into the world and it has infected the entire human race like a cancer of the soul. God sent His Son to pay the price for our sins. He took our sins to the cross where He died and shed His blood for our sins, and He was buried. And as we approach Easter, we are reminded that He rose from the grave, and He is alive. Graham then focused on the recent decision of the Church of England, voting to bless same-sex marriage. He explained that the Church distorted Scripture to justify their blessing of sin. They use 1 John 4:16 to defend this lawless decree. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them, he quoted, highlighting the error of the Church's ways by explaining that it is wrongfully equating love with sex. Under this type of logic used by the Church in its apparent interpretation of Scripture, those who do not permit the distortion of God's perfect design are not walking in love. They are interpreting that love equals sex and love gives a license to have sex with whomever they say they love. This is not what God teaches, Graham explained. The Church of England is blessing sin. By doing this, they are attempting to nullify Christ's atoning work on the cross. Shame, 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 he added. According to a press release from the Church of England, the National Assembly also voted in favor of lamenting and repenting for the Church supposedly failing to welcome LGBT+ people and for the harm that LGBT+ people have experienced, and continue to experience, in churches. Per the press release, a motion which details and recognizes a series of proposals put forward by the bishops on human identity and marriage was agreed by majorities in the houses of bishops, clergy and laity after a landmark debate over 2 days. Earlier this week, Synod members also met in small groups to consider and comment on a set of draft texts known as Prayers of Love and Faith, which could be used voluntarily in churches for couples who have marked a significant stage of their relationship, such as a civil marriage or civil partnership. Synod's comments will now guide the bishops as they refine those texts carefully and prepare new pastoral guidance for the Church on sexuality and marriage in the coming months before the prayers are formally commended for use in churches. For the first time, the Church of England will publicly, unreservedly and joyfully welcome same-sex couples in church, Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cottrell, said. This is hardly the first controversial move the Church of England has made as of late, as it is also looking into using more gender-neutral language in reference to God.